You've known for 24 hours that an unregistered wizard set magical beasts loose in New York?
Yes.
Where is this man?
So, you're the guy with the case full of monsters, huh?
News travels first.
Mr. Scamander, do you know anything about the wizarding community in America? We don't let things loose.
Hey, Mr. English guy, I think your egg is hatching.
You wiped his memory, right? The no magic.
The what?
No magic. The non-wizard.
Sorry, we call them muggles.
The first film to imagine the Harry Potter universe without Harry Potter is a dark allegory of fear and xenophobia in America. It's set in the New York of the 1920s. It's called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and it takes its title from one of Harry Potter's school books. It tells the story, in fact, of the work's author, Newt Scamander, an introverted but playful Eddie Redmayne. He comes to New York looking for new enchanted creatures to study, and he discovers a country that's more intolerant of wizards and magic than Britain, where the equivalent of the Ministry of Magic, the Makuza, is alarmed by the appearance of a mysterious, highly destructive entity that ravages buildings like a bomb. It's not long before Newt runs foul of the organisation after some of the enchanted creatures he carries in his TARDIS-like suitcase escape into the city. His stay in New York is further complicated when he befriends a portly American baker, played by Dan Fogler, who's a muggle, or a regular human, known as nomadges in America. The odd couple meet their match in the Goldstein sisters, a pair of witches who work for Makuza. Tina, played by Catherine Waterston, is a no-nonsense investigator, while Queenie Goldstein, Alison Sudol, is a mind-reading flapper. Soon, all four are involved in an increasingly dark adventure into the labyrinthine politics of the American magic underground, ruled by a mixed-race female president, played by Carmen Ejogo. The first screenplay, penned by J.K. Rowling herself, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, is a remarkably disciplined franchise starter, given the sheer amount of world-building and character setup involved. I mean, the action weaves smoothly around a sprawling, vividly imagined New York, from the Goldsteins' cozy bedsit to the black marble offices of a sinister newspaper mogul, played by John Voight, to a small wooden tin orphanage run by an anti-magic zealot, played by Samantha Morton, whose troubled son, Ezra Miller, has a secret relationship with one of America's top wizards, Colin Farrell. Gluing it all together is the sumptuous moonlight and gas lamp atmosphere of cinematographer Philippe Russolo, combined with seamless computer-generated effects that bring a host of peculiar fauna and magic gadgets to life. English director David Yates, who gave the final films in the Harry Potter series new gothic depth, here brings a simple and concise sense of character to what might have been an overwrought story. The film breathes, and while it's overlong, the important thing is you never feel like you're suffocating with too much information or plot. A new series beckons, there are apparently four more films in the works, and the magic is back. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them is out now.